91.5 WMFO Medford.
If I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a house.
I would buy you a house.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
buy you furniture for your house,
maybe a nice Chesterfield or an ottoman.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a K car,
a nice Reliant automobile.
And if I had $1 million, I'd buy your love.
If I had $1 million,
I'd build a tree fort in our yard.
If I had $1 million,
you could help, it wouldn't be that hard.
If I
somewhere. Yeah, we could just go up there and hang out.
Like open the fridge and stuff, and there are already foods laid out for us, little pre-wrapped sausages and things.
Mm.
They have pre-wrapped sausages, but they don't have pre-wrapped bacon.
Well, can you blame them?
Yeah.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a fur coat,
but not a real fur coat, that's cruel.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you an exotic pet.
Yep, like a llama or an emu.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you John Merrick's remains.
Ooh, all them crazy elephant bones.
And if I had $1 million, I'd buy you.
Crafted.
Of course we would. We just eat more.
And buy really expensive ketchups with it.
That's right. All the fanciest Dijon ketchup.
Mm.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a green dress.
But not a real green dress. That's cruel.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you some art.
A Picasso or a Garfunkel.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a monkey.
Haven't you always wanted a monkey?
If I had $1 million, I'd buy you.
Thank you.
kingdom if I can, 'cause it makes me feel like I'm a man when I put a spike into my vein. And I tell you things aren't quite the same when I'm rushing on my run, and I feel just like Jesus' son. And I guess that I just don't know, and I guess that I just don't know.
Yeah. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. I believe I was severely interrupted. This is the Exploding Plastic Inevitable with Mudfish on WMFO FM in Medford. Glad to be back. How is everybody? It's a beautiful day outside. I hope you're listening for the next hour or so. I have good tunes for you to dance. Oh, dance. Dance away. Phone number is 855-915-9636. If you have a request, my lips will be dry. If you have a request, let me know. 855-915-9636. 855-915-9636 on WMFO in Medford, the Exploding Plastic Inevitable with Mudfish.
Now we got fantastic Sylvain Sylvain. That's the lonely boy from Cairo, Egypt. And he ain't got no home, baby.
Well, I got a home now.
I got a home now. And these are all my kids.
Got it!
Woo!
Oh.
Tough time getting you all. All right. Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
Aretha Franklin!
Looking out on the morning rain.
my, oh my. This is the exploding plastic inevitable on WMFO FM in Medford. I am Mudfish, your host, and let's go over what we heard. We started off with Heroin by the Velvet Underground. It's neither pro nor anti-heroin. It's more just like a little examination of one man and his relationship with heroin. Then we heard the New York Dolls with Daddy Rolling Stone live. After that, we heard Jerry Mulligan, Jazz Master, with Dream a Little Dream. And next, we heard Aretha Franklin. That was amazing. That was You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman. That was from the Kennedy Center Honors as tribute to Carole King, December 6th, 2015. Carole King co-wrote You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman. And that was amazing. And that made some headlines because it made the president cry. When Aretha Franklin showed up on stage and they pulled the curtains apart and she was on stage, started singing, they cut to him in the balcony and he was crying. That's amazing. And after that, we heard The Real Kids with All Kinds of Girls, Boston's own The Real Kids. This is the Exploding Plastic Inevitable with Mudfish on WMFO Medford.
Hello, rob the blind.
Father's face as he gathered me up in his arms and raced to the burning building out on the pavement. And I stood there, shivering in my pajamas, and watched the whole world go up in flames. And when it was all over, I said to myself, is that all there is to a fire? Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friends, then let's keep dancing. Let's break out the booze and have a ball. If that's all there is. And when I was 12 years old, my daddy took me to the circus, the greatest show on earth. There were clowns and elephants and dancing bears, and a beautiful lady in pink tights flew high above our heads. And as I sat there watching, I had the feeling that something was missing. I don't know what, but when it was all over, I said to myself, is that all there is to the circus? Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friends, then let's keep dancing. Let's break. got the booze and have a ball. If that's all there is. And then I fell in love with the most wonderful boy in the world. We'd take long walks down by the river, or just sit for hours gazing into each other's eyes. We were so very much in love. And then one day, he went away, and I thought I'd die, but I didn't. And when I didn't, I said to myself, is that all there is to love? Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friends, then let's keep. I know what you must be saying to yourselves. If that's the way she feels about it, why doesn't she just end it all? Oh no, not me. I'm not ready for that final disappointment. 'Cause I know, just as well as I'm standing here talking to you, that when that final moment comes and I'm breathing my last breath, I'll be saying to myself, is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friends, then let's keep dancing. Let's break out the booze. If that's all there is.
This one's for you, Alan Freed. Wherever you go,
whatever you do, 'cause the things that doing today will make a scene. DJ, hear what I got to say. If a man is making music, they ought to let his record play.
Catch you wanna wanna, catch you wanna.
Hey, all the blues.
Catch you wanna wanna, catch you wanna wanna.
No matter where I go, I never hear my record on the radio. Well, here's 3,000. That ought to get it on. Thanks a lot, man. I love your new song. Got a great new record. I can't get through to you.
Catch you wanna wanna, catch you wanna.
Hey, all the blues.
Catch you wanna wanna, catch you wanna wanna.
No matter where I go, I never hear my record on the radio. How about this new Mercedes Benz? That ought to get it on. Well, thanks a lot, man. I'll play it all day long.
Catch you wanna wanna, catch you wanna.
Hey,
catch you.
the radio.
Thank you. I was asked if I would like to say something, and of course, I would just like to say this, that music is often a us-against-them proposition, and the next song that you're going to hear is named after a place from which my mother comes from about half a mile away. So you can imagine when this thing of wonder and beauty came on the radio, myself as a young man, my dad, my mam, and the cat all stood up and took notice. And I think that's a beautiful way that Paul's songs unite us. Thank you. I love you. And thank you for your songs and your friendship.
In Penny Lane, there is a barber showing photographs of every head he's had the pleasure to know, and all the people that come and go, stop and say hello. On the corner is a banker with a motor car, the little children laugh at him behind his back, and the banker never wears a Mac. In the bar and rain, very strange, Penny Lane is in my Penny Lane, there's a fireman with an hourglass. In his pocket is a portrait of the Queen. He likes to keep his fire engine clean. It's a clean machine. Shelter in the middle of a roundabout, the pretty nurses selling poppies from a tray, and though she feels as if she's in a play, she is anyway. Penny Lane, the bottle shaves another customer. We see the banker sitting waiting for a trim, and then the fireman rushes in.
Matthew Harding of the President's Own United States Marine Band.
Hello, everybody. This is the Exploding Plastic Inevitable with Mudfish on WMFO FM in Medford. Coming to the close of the show, my first show back since I don't know when. Maybe last spring. I don't know. Anyway, going over what we just heard, what you just heard, was a great version of Penny Lane by Elvis Costello at the White House, 2010. It was the night, when Paul McCartney was given the Gershwin Prize for songwriting. And that was great. Wasn't that great? The piccolo trumpet, great. Before that, we heard Neil Young with Payola Blues. A little shout out to Alan Freed at the beginning of that song. If you don't know who Alan Freed is, look it up. Before that, we heard Peggy Lee. What is that? With Is That All There Is? I love that song. First heard it or saw it in a movie by Martin Scorsese. I forget what that was called, but we'll I'll let you know. Before that, we heard Burial by Peter Tosh. And we started off the set with Veronica Lip Gloss with Strip Mall Glass. She and her band are from San Francisco. Veronica Lip Gloss and the Evil Eyes are from San Francisco, and they played Strip Mall Glass. And the movie in which I first saw or heard Peggy Lee's Is That All There Is was After Hours, early 80s movie with Martin Scorsese. We're going out now. Thank you for listening. We're going out with an old favorite of mine and yours, I'm sure, and a person you've probably heard of before. Listen next week at 1 o'clock. This is the Exploding Plastic Inevitable with Mudfish on WMFO Medford. Goodbye, Savannah.
Outside.
I've got to go away.
Betty, it's cool out there.
This evening has been
hoping that you drop in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hand there just like
my ice. Mother will start to
beautiful
worry.
What's your hurry?
And Father will be pacing.
Listen to that fireplace roar.
So really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink.
Why don't you put some records on while I pour?
And the neighbors might think
Betty, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this chain?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlight now.
To break the spell,
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks
red. I ought to say no, no.
Mind
no,
if I'm moving closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out.
Ah, oh, but it's cold.
It's cold outside.
The answer is no.
I say it's cold out there.
The welcome has been.
How lucky that you dropped in.
So nice and warm.
Look out that window. And that's
my sister will be suspicious.
Your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon a tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is vicious.
Your lips are delicious.
Well, maybe just a cigarette more.
Never say. catch a blizzard before
I've got to go home.
Better you freeze out there.
Say, lend me your comb.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been grand.
I thrill when you touch my hand.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong sorrow.
At least there will be plenty implied.
If you caught pneumonia and died,
I really can't stay.
Get over that old